I'd like to speak about two words in the parasha, Lech Lecha. Not just because they're the first words in the parasha, but because they're the first words that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avraham Avinu. And as such, we need to understand that these words, Lech Lecha, are the tone setter for Klai Yisrael and Klai Yisrael's mission in history. There's actually an interesting introduction to the parasha, to parasha's Lech Lecha in the Medrash, which in the Medrash Tanchumus doesn't, and this is what's curious about it, is it doesn't really seem to have a direct relationship to the parasha itself, but of course it must because it is the introduction of the Medrash to the parasha. The Medrash Tanchumus says as follows: Yaldeinu Rabbeinu, Adam Yisrael Ma'asher Yikabel Olav Ol Machus Shemayim Kishemahalech. The Medrash asks the question: is an Adam Yisrael a Jew when he's Mekabel Ol Machus Shemayim? When he accepts Hashem's kingship, that is, when he says Shema, is he allowed to be walking when he does it? And the Gemara, the Medrash answers, Rav Idi, Rav Huna, B'Shem, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yosi, B'Shem, Rav Yishmael, Amru, they all say, Asur l'kabel, O Macha Shemaim, Kishemahalech. You're not allowed to say Shema while you're walking. El Yavid Makim Echad, we must stand in one place. That proper Gavan and focus on Shema, and a Baruch Shein Kavod Machut Zolom Voed, and have proper attention and focus when he's saying those words. When he begins Vahafta, Ratza Mahalech. If he wants to, he can walk, Ratza Omeid. If he wants, he can stand still, Ratza Yoshev. If he wants, he can sit. Shekach Ksiv, as the Pasuk says, Veshidzacha, Bevesacha, Vlatacha Vaderach, Veshabach Lopkemecha. When you're sitting in your house, when you're traveling the road, when you're laying down, or you're getting up, and that's the way it is, you can say Vahafta any which way you want, including walking. And that's the Medrash Tanchumis introduction to the parasha. And of course, you have to understand, besides the fact that it's walking, Mahalech and Lech Lecha, is there any connection deeper than that? But before we answer that, there are a couple of other questions that can be asked. First of all, why is this Nisayon? Lech Lecha is considered to be one of the Nisayon, that's one of the tests with Avraham being in place. Why is this Nisayon played up so much compared to the other Nisayon that he already passed, which is only hinted to in the words Ur Kasdim, that great Nisayon that he had himself, allowed himself to be thrown into a kibshan and ash, into a fiery furnace for his belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wouldn't you think that that is a much greater Nisayon than the Nisayon of Lech Lecha? And yet Lech Lecha is told to us in detail, whereas the kibshan and ash is only hinted to and barely mentioned. And once we're asking that, we can ask, the fact is that Lech Lecha takes place in Avraham Avinu is 75 years old, and nothing, practically nothing, is told to us in the Pasuk, in the Midrashim, yes, but not in the Pasuk, about Avraham's first 75 years. Why is that? Rav Nissen Alpert, in his Sefer Limudei Nissen, Rav Nissen Alpert was a Talmud Muvik of Rav Moshe Feinstein. He was nifted at a very young age. He died of illness. He actually was master of Moshe, I remember. And then was nifted not long afterwards. He was the Rav of the Agudas Yisrael in Far Rockaway, as well as the Rosh Hashiva at Yeshiva University. And he says, to explain this Medrash, the introduction of the Tanchuma to Lech Lecha, that the Medrash really wants to know that Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim, recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes a lot of attention. It takes a lot of focus, which would seem to require tranquility and peace of mind and stability. So why would Avraham Avinu, whose life was dedicated to recognizing Hashem, why would he be given this mitzvah of Lech Lecha, this command of traveling and uprooting himself and uprooting all that was stable and that was familiar in his life? And the reason, according to the Medrash, the way he understands it is that Avraham Avinu was already up to the next stage. He had spent his life up until then focusing on Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, recognizing the idea that Hashem is one. But then came the challenge of Vahaftas Hashem Elokecha. Then came the challenge of living a life of Lech Lecha. And what does living a life of Lech Lecha mean? It says in Nissen Alpert, living a life of Lech Lecha means to recognize that Lech, that as you are traveling through life, and as you face the ups and downs of life, and as you face the challenges of life, and for Avraham Avinu, there will be many, many challenges throughout his life, to recognize that all those challenges are Lecha. They're really for your sake. It's all about you, that it's all being given to you to live the life that you're supposed to live, to rise to the challenges that you need to rise to in order to develop your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring your unique chiluk of Kiddush Hashem into the world. And that is Lech Lecha, and that's Avos Hashem. And therefore, what the Medrash is telling us is, yes, Shema Yisrael, Shema Elokeinu Hashem Echad can only be said Kishu Omed, when he's standing in one place so he can focus properly. But then comes the life of a Shittach, of a Vesecha, of a Lechtach, of a Derech, of a Shabbach, of Kamecha, all of different positions and situations and ups and downs in life. And to take all of that, the life that you have to live with all of its challenges, and to recognize Lech Lecha, that's Vahavta Hashem Elokecha V'chol Levavcha. That's love of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you recognize you love Hashem because Hashem loves you and it's taking care of you. Even when it doesn't seem that way, it's really all for the best and it's really all for your benefit. And that was the Vahavta Hashem Elokecha that Avraham Avinu is up to when he got the mitzvah of Lech Lecha. The Sas Emes says something similar, but actually different, in very important ways, but nevertheless an equally important message. He says that what the Medrash is saying is, Shema Yisrael, Shema Elokeinu Hashem Echad has to be said while he's standing still. Shema Yisrael, he says, is an idea of Hashem Echad, the idea that there is one God. That idea is not necessarily a uniquely Jewish idea, that's a fundamental idea and it's a universal idea. That belongs to everybody. It's one of the Shevet Mitzvot Bnei Noach as well, to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Avraham Avinu was busy with that Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad that takes, yet, as he said, the focus and the concentration and tranquility to come to terms with this idea of Hashem Echad and to teach that message to as many people as possible. And in fact, the Rambam tells us that by the time Lech Lecha takes place, Avraham Avinu already had tens of thousands of followers to this idea of monotheism. He had brought many people under the umbrella of belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the point where it was a massive movement. But now Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha means Lech. Lech Lecha, go to your mission, to your unique mission as a Yid. Now you have to begin your Jewish history. The Jewish history and the Jewish mission is the life of Ahavta Hashem Elokecha. Ahavas Hashem is a Jewish mitzvah. Belief in Hashem is a universal mitzvah. But to love Hashem, that's Lech Lecha. And how do we express the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We express the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through mitzvahs. Lech Lecha is the first mitzvah that the first Jew got. And it's the life of mitzvahs. The life of mitzvahs requires movement. The life of mitzvahs sometimes is b'shittach b'beisecha, while it's in your house. Other times it's a v'latach v'derech, when you're on the road, b'shabach v'kamecha. Whatever it is that you're doing and whatever situation you face, there are mitzvahs to be done. And that's the way we express our love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Vahavta Hashem Elokecha. The idea of loving Hashem is not some kind of just vague idea, some starry-eyed idea, yes, I love Hashem. It has to be translated and has to be expressed in the real world through our actions and through the mitzvahs that we do. And therefore, the very first words that are being told to Avram is Lech Lecha, is discover who you are as a Yid and begin Jewish history with this mitzvah. And perhaps you can see that's the reason why Avram's life before this is not being told, and even the Kibshan Eish story is not being told, the fact that he had himself thrown into a furnace. Because until now, Avram was dedicating himself to a universal idea. But the Torah, the history of the Torah, to the extent that it's history, it's not really a history book, but the history the Torah wants to teach us is the history of the Jewish people with Avram. And the history of the Jewish people begins with the first mitzvah of Lech Lecha that expresses our Avram Avinu's Avos Hashem and the Avos Hashem that we would express through the mitzvahs that we do, through the mitzvahs that Kadosh Baruch Hu has given us. So if Lech Lecha is the tone setter for Klal Yisrael, the tone setter that would set the tone for the mission that Klal Yisrael will live by throughout history, perhaps you can say it's, for now, much more than this, but for now, these two ideas. One is Lech Lecha, the idea of recognizing that everything is Lech Lecha, that as you go through life, and sometimes we have ups, but sometimes we have downs, sometimes we have challenges that maybe we'd rather not be facing, to recognize that even those challenges somehow are for our benefit so that we can grow into the people that we need to become, and so that we can develop our relationship with Hashem in the unique way that only we can. And also the second idea of Lech Lecha, the idea of the Sas Emes, Lech Lecha means go to yourself, go to your Jewish mission, go to your mission as a Yid, and that mission is Vahavta Hashem Elokecha, to love Hashem, and to love Hashem in the only way that we can express it, and that is through observing Hashem's mitzvahs.